no way out.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Investors are asking whether all the king's horses can put this economy back together again. The Dow hit a 6.5-year low yesterday, and it has fallen further this morning, down 70 points now, about 1%. The NASDAQ is down 2 2/3 of a point, or 2/10 of a percent, and the broader S&P 500 is off almost 8 points, or 1% this morning. The banking sector is just inspiring no confidence. Bank of America is down another 13%, under $3.40 a share. Citigroup is down to about $2. Earnings reports from Lowe's and JCPenney were disappointing, and so were their forecasts for the coming year. Consumer prices rose modestly in January, up 0.3%. For the past year, though, inflation has been non-existent, the lowest in more than a half century. European markets have lost 2 to 3%, and Asian stocks did about the same today. The economic fallout in the auto industry hit Sweden today. Saab has filed for bankruptcy protection. The carmaker is also looking to cut itself loose from its owner, General Motors. From our European desk in London, Stephen Beard has the story.
GM threatened to dump its struggling subsidiary unless the Swedish government pumped in some cash, but the government said no way, it can't afford it. Sweden is battling against the steepest downturn in Western Europe. Journalist Harald Garter has spent the morning on Saab's main factory floor. He says many Swedes blame General Motors for the mess.
I think the general opinion is that General Motors has been a bad owner of Saab for many years. Not investing enough, but just letting it go down, you know.
Saab now wants to spin itself off from GM and find a buyer. Garter says in this climate, that's unlikely. He says if the company closes, 15,000 jobs would be lost and Sweden's industrial pride badly dented. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
We have told you that unemployment claims are at an all-time high. Well, at least some people have benefits coming. If you don't work for a company, you can fall through that safety net. A group representing independent workers wants to change that situation, as our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports.
The self-employed and many contract workers are out of luck if their work dries up. That worries Don Birchman, a freelance writer in Pittsburgh, PA, even though he's found enough work to get by so far.
A month from now, I could have no work. Then there is no unemployment insurance.
He's far from alone, says Sarah Horowitz. She heads the New York-based Freelancers Union, which calls itself a Federation of the Unaffiliated.
A third of the workforce is now working freelance or independently, so we need to update the unemployment system written in the 1930s.
The group wants Congress to create a rainy day fund for those people.
Savings they put away and then have a government match so they could use that money for the downtimes.
Writer Don Birchman says he would definitely rest easier with that kind of plan.
If there was a system set up for freelancers to let them create their own safety net, I would pay into that kind of system.
Many independent workers aren't eligible now because jobless benefits come from taxing employers. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
If you think a recession means lower prices, take a look at a box of Tide or Pampers. Procter & Gamble owns those brands, and it has been raising prices the last few months. So have other household product makers like Kimberly-Clark and Clorox. The companies say they're offsetting higher commodity costs and lower sales volumes, and at an industry conference in Florida this week, they said they have no plans to bring those prices back down.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease. MedtronicFoundation.org. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue. Engage with wise voices on the economic downturn from moral and ethical perspectives at speakingoffaith.org.
The price of a commercial during this Sunday's Academy Awards has come down. ABC has cut the price of a 30-second Oscar ad as much as 20% from last year. Now, part of that is the recession, of course, but it doesn't help that TV ratings for the awards show have been weak in recent years. Joining us is the executive editor of Variety, Mike Spire. Mike, another issue for the Oscars is that, once again, the Best Picture nominees, they're not the biggest box office hits.
Yeah, and the Oscars really took a beating for that when they had an opportunity to nominate The Dark Knight. A lot of people came out and said, what's going on? There's a real big disconnect between the Academy and what the public wants, because the ratings have been really bad.
Well, that kind of sounds like integrity to me. We keep hearing that the ratings stink and they want the ratings to come back up, but, you know, they're not selling out. If they don't like the movie, they don't like the movie.
That's true. And there are some nominations that they got. Heath Ledger is probably the biggest shoe-in that we've seen in a while for supporting actor. So it's not that they're being forgotten, but at the same time, if the ratings are bad and you look back at the history and you see the Lord of the Rings and Titanic years when they both won Best Picture, the ratings were really, really good, and no one's arguing those movies shouldn't have won. So there are room for the blockbusters if they want to nominate the blockbusters.
Part of the Oscars is all the lavish galas and private receptions, and I understand those have been cut back this year. Is the movie industry really broke, or is that just PR?
It all depends on who you ask and the spin they put on it. Box office is better than ever. There's no argument there. But box office obviously has to do with the fact that these movie companies are part of conglomerates, and the conglomerates are not doing very well. So right away, that's kind of an easy discussion. The parties themselves, you know, a lot of people want to cut back because it just looks a little too ostentatious to celebrate so lavishly in these times. Could be spin, could be a decision that they finally have the right to cut back, so they're going to. But the point is that there are fewer parties, and the parties that there are, they're just cutting back on the little things, gift bags, invites, promos, things like that. So the parties are still there. The weekend's still huge. Everyone's coming into town. But you just don't hear – the mojo just isn't there like it has been in the past.
I've heard that I can't go to an Oscar party and get my skin exfoliated with diamond chips.
No, not this year. But yeah, we'll see about next year. I'll make some calls.
That hurts. Variety's Mike Spire. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure.
In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow is still sinking, down 108 points at 7,357. Have a great Friday and a good weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.